When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The use of artificial intelligence in grading essays is becoming increasingly popular among teachers, but it is not without its ethical concerns. Teachers like Diane Gajewski, a professor of strategic communications at Ithaca College, use AI tools like ChatGPT to provide feedback to their students and help them improve their work. Gajewski believes that AI can be used as a teaching or research assistant to do a first pass at grading, but emphasizes the importance of providing personal feedback as well. AI in education is on the rise, with both teachers and students using AI tools for various tasks. A report by strategy consultant firm Titan Partners found that half of college students and 22% of faculty members used AI tools in the fall of 2023. Teachers are using AI platforms like ChatGPT, Writable, Grammarly, and EssayGrader to grade papers, provide feedback, and create assignments. Students are also using AI tools like ChatGPT and Microsoft Copilot to aid in their writing and learning processes. However, the use of AI in grading raises ethical considerations. Many schools have guidelines on students' use of AI tools, but few have guidelines for teachers. Some argue that relying solely on AI for grading assignments is not effective and can undermine the teacher-student relationship. There are concerns about the upload of students' work to AI platforms, as it may be seen as a breach of their intellectual property. Dorothy Leidner, a professor of business ethics at the University of Virginia, suggests that AI can be used to assess certain metrics like structure and grammar, but teachers should personally grade students' work when assessing novelty, creativity, and insight. There is also a need for clearer policies regarding the use of AI in education. Some schools are actively working on policies for both teachers and students. Platforms like Writable and Turnitin are using ChatGPT and other AI technologies to provide feedback and detect plagiarism. However, there are limitations to the accuracy of these detection tools. Alan Reed from the Center for Research and Reform in Education at Johns Hopkins University is part of a committee working on an AI policy for faculty and staff. He acknowledges the need for caution and ongoing discussions regarding the use of AI in education. Nicholas Frank, an associate professor of philosophy at the University of Lynchburg, believes that it is too early to fully understand how AI will be integrated into education. He warns against oversimplifying the problems with AI use in grading and instruction, and emphasizes the importance of regularly reevaluating policies as technology and usage evolve. Universities can prioritize transparency and ensure that students know when AI is being used to grade their work. They can also establish guidelines for the types of information that should never be uploaded or asked of AI.